Historical restrictions on individual liberty and the limits of contemporary freedoms in Latin America and the Caribbean. By Oscar Aristides Alonso Castilla. Abstract. This article analyzes the historical construction of individual freedom and its deprivations throughout various historical and social processes. The relevance of the topic is justified by demonstrating that freedom is neither a natural state nor a guaranteed right, but rather a social construct that emerges in the face of successive limitations imposed by economic, political, symbolic, and cultural contexts. The main objective is to examine how historical deprivations, ranging from the agricultural revolution, myth, slavery, colonial modernity, capitalism, and the lack of freedom of expression to the loss of time for oneself, enable us to understand the real limits of formally recognized contemporary freedoms. Methodologically, a historical, critical, and philosophical analysis of the main stages of deprivation of liberty is conducted, drawing on historical, philosophical, and theoretical sources. As analytical findings, it is argued that effective freedom does not depend solely on normative recognition, but also on material, symbolic, and temporal conditions that enable individuals to think, express themselves, and act without structural restrictions. This conclusion is drawn from an analysis of seven historical forms of deprivation of liberty, which form the basis of the article's argument. It is concluded that contemporary freedoms are more formal than practical, and that freedom of expression and time for oneself constitute the minimum conditions for their genuine exercise in everyday life.